I am here in studio with the folks from South Shore Action. And if you're wondering what that is, it's a group that has a lot of endeavors that they do to try to make life here better for a lot of people. And one of the things this group is working on right now is helping some families from Afghanistan get resettled and start new lives here on the South Shore. I have Kathy Swanson in studio with me. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And good. We've got Ann McCarthy Egan. Good to see you as well.
Thank you very much for having us.
Now, when we were talking about doing this interview, we talked about, you know, some of the who, what, when, where, why that we're going to get to. But then you've got, as you said, some breaking news. Some of these people have arrived.
That's right. Last night, yes, two families. One family had two children, and another family had one child, and also two single males. So we were able to place them last night. We got a phone call at about
10 o'clock yesterday morning, and we just started running.
Yeah.
We had a place.
I can imagine, what was the reaction of the families that got here? They must have been like, wow.
Yes.
Where have I landed? What's happening?
Yes. Well, one of the families had been here in the Boston area for about a week, but they were staying at a hotel in REAC, okay, which is Refugee and Immigrant Assistance Center, had put them up at a hotel for a week, but they were spending lots of money to keep them there. So they had a little more, they were a little more comfortable, perhaps, mm-hmm. with being with us. The other family definitely was shell-shocked, okay?
Now, yes. You're part of this whole South Shore Community Action. What do you do specifically to try to help these Afghan families, and what do you need to help you continue in this endeavor?
Okay. Do you want to take that in?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So what we've done so far is come together, and we decided that there was a need, and we wanted to try to meet that need on the South Shore. And so we activated our little subcommittee, mm-hmm. and then we held a meeting at the Hingham Public Library, and mm-hmm. even though it's held in Hingham, it's for South Shore Action, it's for all of the South Shore. And we've had a wide response from many different people. There were over 100 people who came and listened and heard Miriam Gass, who is the head of REAC. She's an immigrant from Somalia. She came here in 1993, she will tell you, mm-hmm. and she came just to visit her son, yeah. who was in college, and she got stuck here because the war was going on and she couldn't go home. Mm-hmm. So she started interpreting at hospitals and doing different things. So then she was approached to start this agency to help immigrants and refugees.
Yeah.
So the agency is REAC.
R-I-A-C.
Yes.
And their website is reacboston.org.
That's right.
Now, specifically, when you help them in the endeavor, I know that they get some federal funding, but that's only for 3 months. What gaps are you looking to fill here?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes. Well, first and foremost is that short-term placement. We need to find homes for the families for 6 to 8 weeks until we have time to find apartment rentals mm-hmm. for them in the Boston, Quincy, mm-hmm. you know, South Shore area.
Now, when you say you're looking for housing, how flexible are you? Are you looking for a room in a house? Or are you looking for an entire apartment? What are you looking for?
I think we're looking for a little bit of everything, okay?
Okay.
Because it could be an individual, and therefore a room in a house would be sufficient. Mm-hmm. When it's a family, we're probably looking for a little bit more. A room with maybe some kitchen usage, you know, and but we've been lucky. We found very nice apartments within the houses.
In-law apartments.
Like,
right.
So that there's a bedroom, there's a kitchenette, there's a sitting room, and a bathroom. And that's perfect.
Now, what about how do they have money for food, for transportation, for clothing? So, how does that work?
Well, they do get the subsidy mm-hmm. from REAC. Well, it's not from REAC. It's from the federal government flowing through REAC. And then, but that money is to go for housing, and they get a little bit of pocket money from them to do food shopping, and then we're subsidizing the rest of it. So we're taking them shopping. We, you know, so one of the needs is food gift cards to food stores mm-hmm. that they can use on their own, and it's also learning. how to shop in our stores and do the basic things, because they really don't, having met them last night, and they've been here for a little over a week, but they've been in a hotel, they haven't been out in the world, they really are shell-shocked. Mm-hmm. All the men have different stories. They're a little bit freer. They speak better English than the two families that we have. So the money, to get back to your question, Christine, the money that the federal government gives them for 3 months, and they're giving it to Afghans for 3 months because they're a special situation that our government has put an emphasis on. But that's not going to last them very long at all. That won't even give them the first, last, and security deposit that they need for an apartment. And the goal is really that they'll be able to work, and they will be able to work. Yeah. These people who have come are hard workers. Their values are really firmly entrenched in family and service to others. So that's not a worry. Like some people at our meeting were concerned that if we rented to them, how do we know that the rent would get paid? That's never an option. They take two and three jobs, just the man and the family, just to provide for their families. So what we're doing, we're furnishing apartments. We have we've begun to collect furniture. We can't take furniture all at once until we finish, you know, where we have it stored. If someone had another storage facility that we could store in, that might be a different story. But so we do furniture. We're giving them the gift cards for food. We're doing some shopping for the children. The women, I think, like to make their own clothing. Mm-hmm. So we have sewing machines, and we have several that have been offered to us and that we'll be reconditioning and getting up and working so people can make their own clothes.
Okay. And one other thing I think that we should mention is the needs for the babies.
You know,
car seats for the baby or cribs. And we were looking last night for crib sheets. We couldn't find any crib sheets. Mm-hmm. So things for, you know, babies and toddlers are very much in need.
Well, now I know that you said about going to reactboston.org. Is there any, can people contact you locally, or is it better if it goes through reactboston.org?
They could contact me through my email, and I'd be glad to, I'll give that to you. It's team, T-E-A-M-E, at comcast.net. And I can direct them where they need to go, or the person they need to get in contact.
What are the three biggest things that you need right now to help these families from Afghanistan? What are the three big things, if people are listening while they're driving and they want to help, what can they do? Three biggest things.
Gift cards to food, to Stop and Shop, for instance. If they had an in-law apartment that they're not using.
Okay.
And the baby things, I think. Yeah. I would put the third thing, the baby.
Yeah, it's the equipment, crib. Not so much the clothing.
Yeah.
Right. I think.
We know what we're going to do. And again, these ladies are Kathy Swanson and Ann McCarthy Egan from South Shore Action. Action is part of a group helping families resettle here from Afghanistan. That's all connected with REAC, R-I-A-C, reactboston.org. And again, your email was team with an E on the end at comcast.net.
That's correct.
Okay. I'd like to check back with you in a couple months. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know
what
you need. And if one of the, maybe some of the people from your group, if they feel like they speak good enough English and they want to come here and say hello,
that would be
what the experience is, then we would love to have them back here in studio with you.
Thank you. That's great. Appreciate the time that you gave us here today.
Absolutely. We're going to put this interview up online and people can listen to it and get more information. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, Kathy Swanson and McCarthy Egan from South Shore Action.